This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's the high five with Todd, the radio god Mitchell. We said we would remember yesterday was high five day, national high five day.
That was just as sloppy as Heidi's was, wasn't it? We just tried doing a high five.
And we did.
Would you quit moving your hand? He moves his hand over. What are we eating? Chicken or something?
I can talk about high fives. I can't do them, obviously. But anyway, there it is. We're in one place today. Because I'm in the studios of 550 K-Fire in East Rosser in Bismarck, North Dakota for the broadcast today. And Todd and I are in the same place. That never happens.
I'm waiting for lightning to strike now.
So darn rare. It's unbelievable. But the University of Mary has a big press conference today at 11:30. And so we're going to be there.
There's some about that.
Yeah. So what are they up to? This should be interesting. I just understand it's big. It's big. That's all I know. And they have a lot of press conferences up there because they have a lot of things going on. But this one is one the media will want to be at. So that's what I am. I'm in the media, so I'm going to go there.
Scott is the media.
No, I'm not the media. But I am in the media is what I am. So we'll be there. It's a great institution. They're doing great work. And I think about them often because, they just continue to defy the odds and grow and grow and grow and get bigger and the collaboration that goes on. And my friend Gary Tharaldson, just, you talk to a guy like that who's known enormous success, has these Daisy, North Dakota roots, but knows enormous success. People constantly asking him for money and things and whatever, and he gives it to the University of Mary in the higher ed area, I believe, exclusively, because he said they just get it done. They find a way. Anytime you go to a public institution, it's, well, we have to worry about this, and if we do that, then somebody else will be mad, and it's you can't, it's all inertia. It's all talking about it. So, anyway, they get it done, and they have a lot of great, wonderful benefactors, and it continues to be a place that is educating servant leaders in a big way. So, always fun to be in town for an event at the University of Mary. Bottom of the hour, I'm going to talk to Ryan Rauschenberger, State Tax Commissioner, talk a little bit about how you're taxed when you buy something online, and the battles that recently were in the Supreme Court over that as well, the online sales tax thing. It's been going on for a while, so it's interesting debate. I mean, I'm not for more taxes. I think we're taxed enough. However, if I have Scott's boots and I sell really good boots, and I have a store that I have to own or rent or whatever and maintain, and I pay, a lot of taxes for that store and for our business. Is it fair for Todd's Boots to have none of that infrastructure, still sell from outside, and not have the same level playing field? Well, Todd doesn't drive on the streets when he sells his boots. I do, and my employees do, at Scott's Boots. But so there's it's a tough deal. If I'm bricks and mortar retail business, I understand why you go.
Yeah, because maybe we should be giving you a break for selling your boots here, employing people here, adding to the tax base here, right?
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's where you get the leg up, right? Where it's a little bit different. I don't know. Something has to be done, but we'll talk a little bit about it. The people that decide how much your budget is going to be for human services and law enforcement and other services of government, they say, hey, that's a bad deal. I want them to be taxed for their boots just like the other guy. Not only is it a level playing field, we need that revenue. So they want the money. But the money comes from you. So I'm a little conflicted on it. I am. The other thing I'm conflicted about, two things I'm conflicted about today that I'm hoping for some help from the audience, and one that I'm not conflicted about, but open to hearing other ideas. So the second one I'm conflicted about. According to the New York Times, Donald Trump is screwing up. Stern warnings are coming from all over the Midwest about the political peril for Republicans because of Donald Trump's recent course of action in which tariffs he slapped on foreign competitors invited retaliatory tariffs on American agriculture.
Wait a minute. Wouldn't it be actual news if the New York Times liked something Trump did?
Well, that's another point we should talk about. Who's talking about this? The New York Times. Why is the New York Times in North Dakota? Who would the New York Times be trying to help? Probably Heidi Heitkamp, but they're probably saying, you know, Chuck Schumer saying, hey, Heidi needs some help here, so go in there and write this story. Here's what's interesting about this story. So the bottom line is they're saying what the president is doing, and these are proposed tariffs, okay? This is a proposal. This is a negotiation, okay?
Right.
So they're talking about the sky falling from things that have been proposed. All right, you know, this is a long, long time down the road and a lot going on. But one of the reasons the New York Times came, in addition to wanting to help the Heitkamp campaign, and trust me, folks, the Heitkamp campaign and the fake news, big media, the legacy media like New York Times, CNN, ABC, they're one and the same. Washington Post, they're one and the same. They're in the game together. You have to know that. There is no, oh, they're the media and over there, this is completely coordinated. I guarantee you. Whether it's Chuck Schumer or somebody's calling in a chip saying, here's the angle on the story. You come out. Why don't you go find a few Republicans at the convention there they had in Grand Forks? I was there. And I wasn't there 5 minutes, and I had people coming up to me saying, hey, the New York Times wants to talk to me. Should I do it? Absolutely.
Of course.
Do you know what the story's about? Something about the tariffs. Talk to them. Guess what? Rough numbers, 6-7 different people. Asked to talk to him, right? Asked to talk to the New York Times. Every one of them said, what Donald Trump is doing is in the interest of farmers and ranchers. It is long-term trying to get them a better deal for their products. We support this. Now,
was that the story they printed, though?
Soybean prices had dropped, mind you, once the discussion happened with China. And so there was a, oh, they've dropped. Now, by the way, they've come up. They've come up. So that story's gone away. But that was part of the impetus. Get out there. These soybean guys are going to be mad. Everything else. Guess what? Every one of the people that I talked to, that talked to the reporter that was okay with what was going on, was not used in the story.
Of course.
And they all...
It doesn't fit the talking points. And, of course they were.
And they all, in their own way, said some version of the following. It was very clear once I made it known that I supported the president's policy that they didn't want to talk to me anymore. The idea, the angle, the premise of the story went away. So I just want you to know two things. One, they're here to try and help Heidi Heitkamp, period. Okay? And in my mind, that's not what the New York Times is for. But you need to know, when you read a story anywhere, the vast majority of the media are basically an arm of these campaigns. Because the thinking's the same, the mentality's the same, the editors say, go get this angle on a story, and when you get a source that goes a different direction, move on to the next one. That is how the game is played. You need to know that. Where I'm conflicted is, I don't doubt there's some people that are nervous about these trade negotiations. I would be too, given the last number of years and people that are losing money, losing big money. Farmers and ranchers. So I want to hear from you today on this program. I want to leave this program with a sense of where farmers and ranchers are at as it pertains to an effort to negotiate using tools you have in the toolbox. One of those would be tariffs to ultimately get to a better deal for farmers and ranchers. The people I've talked to that have informed my opinion, have said, do you know how badly we get jammed in these trade deals? Agriculture gets the shaft every single time, and all these deals has for decades. So is this going to be maybe some choppy water for a while? Is it going to be uncomfortable? Is it going to scare us a bit? You bet. But I'm with them on the long-term goal of trying to get us a better deal. My question to any farmer and rancher within the sound of my voice, and I believe there is no greater media entity with a larger collection of farmers and ranchers in its footprint, in its listening audience, than this program in the Northern Plains. Tell me which camp you're in. The New York Times and Heidi Heitkamp, the sky is falling, this is terrible, Donald Trump's an idiot, what has he done, this is ridiculous, stupid,
never should have done this, or short-term pain in the name of long-term gain? What's your take on that? If you call, there'll be a bonus. I have some free My Pillows to dole out today. 800-228-0550.
Did you bring some more with you by chance? You really should have.
Are you a little low? We're going to go see...
I don't dare look.
We're going to go see Michael Lindell early in May.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so we'll load up.
Yeah, we'll have to.
The number is 800-228-0550. Locally at 258-0550. Callers get the goodies today, including first-time callers. Texters, we love you, but we prefer to talk to you. If you have a comment on this by text, I'll take it. 367-2054. Todd at 226-8503. The other thing I'm not conflicted on is 420 is Weed Day. I don't want Weed Day to...
Fargo Police, they have prizes to the person who brings by the most.
Yeah, I love that. Talk about that coming up. Don't go away.
Listen, call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner's high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. That's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake too.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
And bid online right now with our friends at Pfeiffer's. Pfeiffer's.com. Check it out, folks. Check it out. That's right. Today, the 2018 Western Dakota Spring Machinery Auction is happening in Bowman, North Dakota. It is huge. You're not going to want to miss that at all. And if you go to Pfeiffer's.com right now, you click on their online link, it'll take you right to it.
So it's a good deal. The Western Dakota Machinery Auction, Bowman, North Dakota Farm, Ranch, Construction Equipment. It's getting underway moments ago at Pfeiffer's Bowman office. If you're in the neighborhood, well, you can just get online, check it out, follow along right there. It's a pretty good deal. So, got items going right now. A lot of items. Check it out, Pfeiffer's.com. Call them, too, for a catalog so you're up to speed on everything they're doing. They have the Steel Auction Center in North America now. Online auctions, doing a lot of machinery auctions, getting top buck, 877-700-4099. Also do land management, real estate as well, and do it well. 877-700-4099. Tell them Scott sent you to Pfeiffer's. Let's get to the phones here. Chad, Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. You have a great show. But, you know, just think about it. How many times the Democrats during the Obama administration, they basically took the farmers and, like a redhead stepchild. They didn't really help the farmers back then. Now, all of a sudden, it comes to this election time. Now they're trying to basically say they're their best friend. You know, it's really, with Donald Trump, we have to, everybody has to take a little pain to get a little gain. And with the fact that, you know, yes, our farmers, they do export a lot, but we also subsidize a lot of this stuff to be exported. And, you know, we got to basically trust the man and trust Kevin Cramer and Hogan and that to get us a better deal. Heidi Heitkamp has to go. She's a used car salesman.
The next few months are going to be painful with the games. I think the really important thing is just make sure when you see a story, again, this New York Times thing is a prime example. If you read this New York, it's a long piece, okay? Here's how it starts. Here in the largest soybean-producing county in the country, a snowy winter has left North Dakota farmers like Robert Runk with time on their hands before spring planting, time they have spent stewing over how much they stand to lose if President Trump starts a trade war with China. Okay, so what are they doing? They're in Castleton, North Dakota, eastern North Dakota, very important politically. Whoever wins the East is going to win that Senate race. There's no doubt about that. Saw that last time. That's why Heidi Heitkamp won in Fargo against Rick Berg, a Fargo guy, defying all logic. But my point is, this story isn't about the trade deal. This story is trying to find people who want to talk about the tariffs and the trade negotiations as a bad example, something that is terrible that's happening at the hands of Donald Trump. They want to use it as a political blunt force instrument. That's why, Chad, you're insightful. I'm just trying to say I think people need to see through this stuff. This is what's going on. Best way to do that is to do what you just did, to say no. Farmers have been taken advantage of. All of a sudden, it's election time, and now the farm bill is important? Give me a break. Exactly why I'm asking the question. Farmers, ranchers, the people that feed the world, do you hear me? I want to know from you. I don't care what side of the equation you're on. I honestly want to hear from you. Are you okay with Donald Trump trying to get a better deal for ag in the trade deals, or do you see it as the New York Times does, a rookie mistake, basically? That Trump, see, he doesn't know what he's doing, and he's got to let the swamp do this stuff. But some could legitimately see it as, okay, right now I can't take this. I'm already losing. I can't lose more. Rookie mistake at a terrible time, or an earnest effort to add a better deal for ag from trade deals. You tell me. Jason, Devil's Lake, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, Scott, how are you doing today?
Good, sir. How are you?
Pretty good. I just gone on here. I'm for Trump on this. We need something like this. I mean, people think Heidi Heitkamp and the Democrats are going to do something for the state of North Dakota. Oh, well, we forget about all the flaring that was done out there in western North Dakota, because I know, because I worked it. And pretty soon we don't have oil all of a sudden because she's shutting our flares down. So she's doing it to the farmers. She's doing it to North Dakota. She is a Schumer. I want to say a Schumer PAC is what she is, and a Nancy Pelosi. If we vote Democrats in the state of North Dakota, we can kiss this country goodbye. Just like today with this gun lockout, this is getting to be a bunch of crap. This needs to end today. And if they think they're taking my guns and all this away from us, another thing needs to happen. So I'm for Trump. Sometimes short-time pain is long-time benefit.
That helps, Jason, and exactly the passion and sentiment that I'm looking for to inform my opinion, and I think most importantly for people in the media, a.k.a. fake news, to hear real people.
Yeah,
real people.
Sick of fake news.
That live this.
And I'm not a farmer. I'm a truck driver. But it not only benefits the farmers if this goes through all this trade stuff. I know because I haul a lot of coils and stuff back in out of eastern United States back into our country. And every one of them steel coils and aluminum coils comes out of Indonesia. They're not even made in America anymore. All them steel mills are just warehouses now. People, I don't get out and see this stuff. I'm fortunate. I get to see all this stuff that is done. You don't believe all the import stuff that I haul back into our country that people don't even know about.
And we just take it. And, you know, that's why this effort to get to, you know, these ridiculous trade deficits, to get that closer to parity, given we're the greatest country on the face of the earth, greatest workforce, greatest products we're cranking out, greatest ingenuity, we ought to be on a minimum level playing field, and he said that all along. Appreciate the call, Jason. Well said. Thank you. 258-0550 is our 701 number. 258-0550. The toll-free is 800-228-0550. Terry in Regent, you're next.
Morning, Scott. Just a couple quick comments on this. Argentina is importing soybeans from the United States because they don't have a soybean crop this year. China's not going to mess around with their food supply because if your people fed, they're happy. So I go for it, Mr. Trump. I think we need to get this trade deficit figured out.
So it's a good time, given the landscape out there right now, to go through a little bit of this wrestling match.
It is, Scott. And I got one more comment. I heard your comment last week about your father-in-law, and I'm sorry to hear that. And my son just graduated basic training at Fort Leonard Wood to be military police, and we went to his graduation last Thursday. And the patriotism and the honor it is to watch these young gentlemen basically serve their country is amazing. And I think if there's young people out there that are considering what to do, join the Armed Forces for a while and see what it's like. I think it's a great thing.
Great points. Appreciate the call, Terry. Thanks a ton. Really, really, really enjoy our great audience. You bring a lot to the table in your comments, so don't be afraid to share them right here. More coming up on What's on Your Mind after a break. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement each year? Have you been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement, your home is your greatest asset. So let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. For a free estimate and to learn more, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum.
You came. I'm going to have this in my head the rest of the day.
I hope so. It's Frank Friday. Yeah. We've got a little Frank Sinatra of Blue Eyes going today on What's on Your Mind. Scott Hinnon, Todd Mitchell, chatting on the news of the day. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Text us at 701-367-2054. That's 701-367-2054. Yesterday was National North Dakota Day. I think we should have done a better job, you know, sort of knowing about that in advance. I didn't know about it until halfway through the day. Did you? It was National North Dakota Day?
Well, every day is North Dakota Day for me, so.
Well, I'm with you, but, you know, evidently it was.
I don't know. I'd celebrate it every, you know, 365 days a year.
Certainly a lot better than National Weed Day. Who decided it was Weed Day? Weed, you know, a bunch of potheads, probably.
I think all law enforcement got together just to try to round up everybody. I love what the Fargo PD is doing. And the Bismarck PD, too.
Aren't they? Yeah, tell everybody what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, Fargo PDs saying they'll provide prizes to the person who has the most. So if you bring it by, and then whoever, so at the end of the day, ends up bringing it.
It's a hilarious.
You know, people are going to be stopping by. Is this the most?
Social media post on it. What did Bismarck PD do?
Well, they're looking for people to comment on their social media as to where they keep their staff. Where do you locate your...
You know, the medical marijuana thing, I came around to that. I think, unfortunately, it was...
My mother's on it, so that's near and dear to me.
Yeah, it's clunky. I understand it. I think there's ways to meet a need that the medical community has not, for whatever reason, done. So that makes... Recreational marijuana, to me, is the biggest disaster I can ever think of. I just think it's ridiculous.
The biggest?
Well, I mean, that we could do to ourselves. Yeah.
Bigger than OxyContin?
Well, I mean, nobody's going to legalize that, right? I mean, they're not going to say do that, but
it already is legal. You can go to your doctor and get it.
Well, yeah, you got a prescription, but I'm saying not going to hand it on the street corner and just say let everybody do it. I don't know. I just think and Colorado's my prime example. They have more of all kinds of bad things as a result of it, you know, and it is this
religion. Oh, I think other states ought to legalize it recreationally, and then that way it'll thin the herd in North Dakota. It
would be a bastion of common sense, you know. Donald Trump is spot on, says one of our listeners. Listen to Eugene Grainer. He'll tell you the scoop. Soybeans are as high now as they've been since harvest. Yeah, isn't that interesting? And by the way, we've had Eugene Grainer on, and he was one of the individuals who talked to the New York Times reporter, was asked to, and you know, as soon as the expertise came, I'm out of here. I'm gone.
At about 12:30 or so on K-Fire, of course, we have him every day, and usually by about that time, he's been like a pop can that's been shaken far too much. He's just waiting to burst and stuff.
So don't miss that. And another texter says, please, don't underestimate the wisdom, insight, and power of President Donald J. Trump, the art of the deal. He knows what he's doing, and it's for hard-working Americans and for our economy. Right from one of our listeners.
Twitter is like a laser pointer, and Democrats are like cats.
Actually, I love it. Somebody's going to help us understand National North Dakota Day, and then we're going to get to our next guest, Ryan Rauschenberger, your state tax commissioner today on the program. Talk a little bit about this online sales tax battle in the courts. Doug, what do I need to know?
Oh, you had mentioned National North Dakota Day and that you didn't hear about it until about halfway through the day. I just wanted to let everybody out there know that yesterday was the groundbreaking day for National North Dakota Day. It was day one. That's why you probably didn't know. You probably didn't know about it.
You're saying that next year it'll be a bigger deal.
You got that right. I have to work for the outfit that pulls that stuff together and puts it out there.
What's the outfit that does that?
National Day Calendar.
Oh, okay, well, that's a North Dakotan behind that,
that's
right?
That's absolutely right. Right out of Mandan, North Dakota.
All right, well, we got to tell them to get a better PR agent. Todd and I can help. And we'll help get the word out, at least in North Dakota, for next year for sure. Because I think we ought to start talking about National North Dakota Day about a good month before National North Dakota Day. And then we'll have, like, parades on National North Dakota Day, for crying out loud.
Oh, so, that would be a blast, wouldn't it?
Yeah. We'll celebrate moms.
Especially if we get sunshine and 60s weather out there, we'll definitely have that parade.
Exactly. Have moms out there, Chevrolet out there, pie out there, the whole American thing. Yeah, it'll happen. See you, Doug. Thank you. And I can't wait to find out more about that. All right, Ryan Rauschenberger, State Tax Commissioner. Did you know it was National North Dakota Day yesterday?
Well, first of all, good morning. I had heard about it. You reminded me hearing it on the radio again. But, yeah, National North Dakota Day. I didn't see a lot of celebrations around, but there should be more. There should be more.
Okay, so we're in agreement. Good. We got the tax commissioner on board. He's our first vote of confidence on this idea to make next year's National North Dakota Day a bigger deal. I love it. All right, so help me understand where we're at with online sales tax issues. First of all, what do you think is, as our state tax commissioner, what do you want to see happen as it pertains to online items being sold taxed?
Well, first of all, it is a big national issue right now. The Supreme Court on Tuesday heard a case that came out of South Dakota. It was called South Dakota versus Wayfair. And basically the law of the land right now is unless a business has physical presence in a state, the state does not have the authority to force an online retailer to collect the sales tax on products sold into the state. And that was a precedent set back in 1992. Basically where I'm at is, as a state tax administrator, and I'm lock and step with 43 other states' attorneys general, including ours, Wayne Stengem, 43 other states saying, all right, it's a new age. The precedent set back in 92 when it said you had to have physical presence, that was when catalogs, that's when basically remote sellers were catalogs and mail order. Now we're talking about most, the largest retail market that's growing is online. So what we've been doing and what South Dakota did is they passed a law very carefully crafted that said, okay, if you're a larger retailer, they weren't going after any of the smaller online retailers. They're going after, we'll say, medium to large size retailers. You had to have over $100,000 of sales into a state. And they said, we're going to pass a law that says the online retailers have to collect that. Well, Wayfair, an online retailer, took them into court, went through South Dakota, went straight to the Supreme Court, and that was heard this week. And again, it's a national decades-long debate. And I am on the side that I believe that online retailers that might be selling hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars of product into North Dakota are in direct competition with our Main Street retailers, whether it's Main Street Bismarck, Main Street Fargo, brick and mortar. I come from retail, full disclosure, Kenmare Clothing. My dad owned Kenmare Clothing. My grandpa owned Kenmare Clothing. So I come from, I'm on the side of small town retail, brick and mortar, for my entire life, have been and always will be. And I think it's important in this day and age that we just have a level playing field. All we're saying is we've simplified tax codes. We've created ways to take away the burden for online retailers to comply with our tax laws. I won't get all into that, but we do believe we've taken away a lot of that burden. So basically, we're hoping that if the Supreme Court overturns this, online retailers, larger retailers, have to register nationally. That will basically have them registered here in North Dakota and then collect tax on behalf of the state.
How is the South Dakota versus Wayfair case that was in the Supreme Court Tuesday different than the one we've heard about Quill, the folks that sold office supplies, you know, kind of a household name and catalog office supply sales, you know, decades ago? There was a Quill versus North Dakota case too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. 1992, Quill versus North Dakota. Quill was a company that was selling office supplies into the state via kind of mail order catalog type company. And that case went to the U.S. Supreme Court. The Supreme Court decided that, no, North Dakota could not collect, make that company collect. They didn't have a storefront here. They didn't have any salespeople present here. They basically just sent catalogs, basically in the mail. So that precedent was set in that case, saying a state cannot have a retailer collect sales tax. The state cannot force a retailer to collect sales tax unless they had a physical presence. Basically, what the South Dakota case is, their law says, which we actually have mirrored here, contingent on a Supreme Court case. We have the same law now that says, it was passed in the 2017 legislative session. It says if an online retailer is selling product into the state, I'll just speak on behalf of North Dakota now. So our law says if a retailer is selling into North Dakota and has more than $100,000 of sales, you basically have to comply, and just like our brick-and-mortar retailers, you have to comply and register with us to collect sales tax. And the reason I don't see, you know, we talk about online sales tax, the thing that's complicated about this is if you buy something online right now, whether it was in the 90s, in the 2000s, or now, if you bought something online and tax was not collected, you actually still owe that. It's called use tax, but it's very little known. Part of the state tax code is if you go to Minnesota and buy clothing, which is exempt there, and bring it back to North Dakota and wear it, you actually owe the state tax on that. That's a little known fact.
Is there an argument that Kenmare Clothing needs more services, therefore the taxes are appropriate, versus somebody that is shipping me a suit from, Timbuktu?
Well, you know, I look at it from a little different perspective, in the sense that when you do look at local finance, that when you do still have your brick and mortar, regardless of whether that retail store is there, I personally believe, from a competitive standpoint, that if more sales are going online and that retailer has what I'll call an economic nexus here, they have significant sales into the state, that they, from a fairness standpoint, they should be collecting and remitting. Remember, those storefronts are paying property tax. That's the key, is, you know, they're paying property tax for their share, but they're also collecting and remitting sales tax on behalf of the state. When it comes to purely the way the economy is going, and from a fairness standpoint, I've always believed and will believe that those online retailers should be, at least from a competitive standpoint, doing what our Main Street retailers are doing. And I've always been, I shop online every once in a while, but I try to support our local retailers as much as I possibly can, because I always think about it. You know, there's going to be a day. You know, we just this week we have Herberger's, all four Herberger's closed in the state. Tax is not the only, is not the deciding factor when somebody makes a retail purchase, but it is a factor. And I just want to see that level playing field as much as possible. I even look at it, if all of a sudden we start getting a lot of tax from online retailers, the legislature, I'm totally fine if the legislature wants to drop that 5% state tax rate down to 4% to keep it revenue neutral. To me, it's about fairness.
Yeah, no, I totally understand that. I think that the level playing field argument makes a lot of sense. The idea of more taxes put on somebody is not exactly a fun
right.
thing. So you got to convince folks, hey, you're paying more taxes,
right.
so retail can have a level playing field. That's the challenge. But I think it's an argument. I also think you make a good argument about the bricks and mortar paying their fair share of property taxes that online folks aren't going to have to worry about. So interesting debate.
Right.
Appreciate the update on the action this week in the Supreme Court. And all the best, Ryan. Take care.
Thanks. Have a great weekend.
More coming up on What's On Your Mind after this. Back to your calls. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business.
Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Hi, I'm Elise Putlich of Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
When you're smiling.
Smiling, I don't know about you. I am. And you know what? Sometimes there isn't exactly a reason to smile. I mean, costs being up, challenges that are on your desk, increasing costs, deferred maintenance issues. If I own and maintain a building, I got aging infrastructure, I got comfort issues. H.A. Thompson & Sons, for over 100 years, has been helping folks battle those things every single day. If you go to H.A. Thompson & Sons and click on the commercial link, to watch a solution on how to fix this. A solution that hundreds of building owners have said, thank you, you're saving me money, maintaining the mechanical heating and cooling systems of about 600-plus buildings throughout the Northern Plains now. From their operations in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Gwinner, Newtown, Minot. HATandSons.com to find out more. Call them, tell Scott sent you, would you? Boy, there's a lot going on today. Do you know it's also a National Gun Walkout Day today, Todd? We got all kinds.
Well,
of...
I know now. I guess that didn't we just kind of have one of those? Are we going to have one every month now, or somebody, what are we doing?
Somebody
here?
Called about this earlier, and we didn't get the memo, so we did a little check, and sure enough, yeah. I don't know how many kids in North Dakota. I would think a small number, but Minnesota, this is big, big surprise.
Well, we would do it for a completely different purpose than the national intended purpose.
Just to get out of school and walk down to, you know.
Clean your guns, be ready for hunting season, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, burger and a shake or clean the gun. There
exactly.
You go, yeah. The protest is to push for tougher gun control legislation and to observe the 19th anniversary of the deadly Columbine high school shooting. So they take Columbine and turn it into gun control.
Here's an idea. Why don't we have idiot control legislation?
I want to have a crisis of the heart day. Because that's what this is. This isn't about guns. This is about stone-cold hearts. It is a crisis of the heart. Until you solve that, taking this weapon away or that weapon away or hoping that they don't get this or thinking that bad guys will follow laws, will never solve a thing. Let's have a crisis of the heart walkout day, okay? And just say, how are we going to deal with this? When someone chooses to take a gun to the umpteenth floor of a Las Vegas hotel and shoot people at a concert, when someone says, I'm going to smuggle a gun into a school and shoot and affect as much carnage as I can, that is not a gun problem. That is a crisis of the heart. So let's have that walkout. Who's with me on the crisis of the heart walkout?
My when is gosh. Spoon out day? Because, you know, spoons made me fat, and I'm kind of bitter about that. Yeah. So when is spoon out day?
You start that one. I'm going to do the crisis of the heart. Dana and Judd, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott.
How are you?
I'm not too bad today. I like to comment on Trump's tariff deal.
Yes.
Ever since the 70s and 80s, they've been making all these trade agreements around the world. And nobody ever really wanted them, but they just got pushed through because the powers that be, that's the way it went. Now we finally got somebody that's going to stand up to how unfair they are and how unrealistic. I mean, you got, like, on your metals and your aluminum, 25% differences. And the agriculture is the same thing. We've been taking in the shorts for 40 years. So I'm very happy that he's doing it because I know they need our product. And we can self-support ourselves if they don't like it.
Something must be wrong here. I don't know, because I'm reading the New York Times, and it sounds so very different than Dana. Dana, let me just read to you what I'm reading out of the New York Times story here. President Trump's tariffs may prove to be a political gift to Senator Heidi Heitkamp, a Democrat of North Dakota, who won her seat by fewer than 3,000 votes in 2012. From the still-thawing soybean fields of North Dakota and Kansas to the corn and pork farms of Iowa. Very poetic. Voters across the political spectrum say the president's attacks on American economic rivals could do grave damage to an already unstable commodities market. Dun, dun, dun. I made that part up. Then
they didn't put that in the script.
Here's a quote from a biology professor and part-time farmer who lives on 10 acres south of Waterloo. This guy's got a popcorn stand for a farm, and they're going to him for a quote. They're not in touch with the reality of the Midwest and the impact that the tariffs would have. Mr. Volkquist, who voted for Mr. Trump in the 2016 election, added that commodity prices have already taken a toll on the area. So what say you, Dana? What say you?
I say that Heidi Heitkamp's the reason we're dealing with this right now because they didn't have enough guts to stand up for us when they should have. It's that simple.
I appreciate your call, Dana. Glad you're out there. Call again. Thank you, 800-228-0550. Farmers and ranchers, your voice matters. By the way, if you're a first-time caller and a farmer or rancher, you tell Manny that when you call, a free MyPillow is coming your way. Because I want to hear from you. And if you agree with the popcorn stand farmer in Waterloo that doubles as a biology professor, fine. Call me and tell me. I want to get a true read on farmers and ranchers here in the Northern Plains. 800-228-0550. Ray in Cooperstown. Go.
Hi, Scott. I don't want to monopolize you, but I came from another room, and I thought I heard you talk about medical marijuana. Is that right?
Well, it's National Weed Day, so you know there's a lot of hoopla about legalizing marijuana, making it recreational marijuana, making it legal, kind of Colorado style. I made the comment that I now empathize with the need for medical marijuana. And understand there are people that without
certain limited purposes,
you know, prescribed doctors, advice and all that, that I was okay with that. So, Ray, I'll give you a chance to talk more about it on the other side of the break. Don't go away.
Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's Construction Equipment Auction in Bowman on April 20th includes John Deere 240D and 270D excavators, John Deere 872 maintainer, John Deere 750J dozer, Peterbilt heavy haul trucks and dump trucks with low miles. These and hundreds more items you can bid online or live at Pfeiffer's Auction Center on Friday, April 20th. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's Machinery Auctioneers at 877-700-4099 or view at Pfeiffer's.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.